This is Power 4.4 Radio. Real hip-hop. Coast to coast and worldwide.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood. Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
That's right. Tap in. It's Mr. Flood Season himself, DJ King Ray, personally inviting you to check out the Bossed Up, Crowned Up Mix Show every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on Power 4.4 Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the Seek Plan Do Show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Seek Plan Do Show
with Gary O'Neill.
And keep the chain.
Yeah, it's the boss man here, chilling with the homie Raw Lee, you know? About to take y'all through a place we call home. Be more, stand up, let's go,
This is the land and the home of the
Yeah.
This is the city where they rock them Come on, if you're repping your city, scream
Yeah, it's the boss man here, chilling with the homie Raw Lee, you know? About to take y'all through a place we call home. Be more, stand up, let's go,
This is the land and the home of the
Yeah.
This is the city where they rock them Come on, if you're repping your city, scream East side, west side This the land and the home of the
city.
This the city where they rock them
man.
If you're repping your city, scream North side, south side Welcome to Be More, it's the home of the wire Muck the roof, it's on fire Man, the block's on fire Tinted Crown Vicks with them hundred spoke tires
whoop, whoop.
I hear the cops got him wired I thought he was a thug, now we singing like a choir
whoop, whoop.
Now here come them riders whose guns don't work cause they keep getting fired Always your hustlers, your pitchers, suppliers Keep a money grip like a fresh pair of pliers Think it's contagious the way they catch bodies Killers all ages, from OGs that shout it Stay with a razor, ain't safe in the party Saw Ray Lewis at the Super Bowl party I don't mean to brag, but them boys got bodied The B-O-S-S, M-A-N's what they call me
Woo!
This is the land and the home of the This is the city where they rock them If you're repping your city, scream East side, come on, west side This the land and the home of the
feast
This the city where they rock them If you're repping your city, scream North side, south side Well, we known as the town of no ill rap artists R&B singers, club bangers, and ballers Oh, that's gonna change since y'all heard of the boss man Who flow change like dimes and quarters Come to licking shots, we some f***ing alcoholics We a lick a shot at your son and your daughters It's not San Diego But everybody got charges Pits and rock wallers The boss man scorching, scrawling, brawling Hot water flow boiling A city I was born in Known for raising their guns, not their children So many deadbeat dads, we be running out of coffins often With moms and pops locked, nearly felt like an orphan People killing their kids, ain't talking abortions Kidnapping, ransom, extortion It costs to be the boss, your rappers can't afford it This is the land and the home of the This is the city where they rock them If you're repping your city, scream
Come on,
east side, west side This the land and the home of the This the city where they rock them If you're repping your city, scream
Let's take it home
North side,
yeah.
south side
What we did, breathe
like Carmelo and Dixon. Cisco paved the way and got the game's attention. Homie did his thing with that hay now. Whoa now, it's all good, boss man in control now. Rappers think they high and my flow finna hose down. Number one murder rate, call us the ghost town. Move that heavyweight like I sim in the first round. We get that fast cash, we ain't trying to slow down. Hustlers, strip club, get ripped, trick dubs down with them spinners, can't give with them spinning hubs. Y'all say dog and we say dub, but the truth of the matter, we don't really give a fuck. In the land of the, in the home of the Ravens, bodies in Drew Hill ain't got nothing to do with singing. Age is getting dangerous, think I would see the day with sex turn angels, but still I'm claiming. Need more. This is the land and the home of the, this is the city where they rock them. If you're repping your city, scream. East side, west side, come on. This the land and the home of the, this the city where they rock them. If you're repping your city, scream. But the north side, back south side.
Shouts out, you know what I'm saying? Marble Hall, Greenmount, Old York, whole Northeast. Take it down to Biddle Street, Monument. You know the whole down the hill click, man. Get it poppin', slide it all over West. Bacon Road, Park Heights, Emerson Ave. You know what I'm saying? Even y'all county can feel this, yo. You know what I'm saying? Good for the whole city. Stand up, boss man, baby.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Happy Tuesday! I'm Gary O'Neill, and welcome to the C Plan Do Show here power at the Power 4.4 Studios here in Baltimore. I hope that you're having it. I hope you had an amazing Tuesday. It's a little dreary outside, but just like I told the person that I'm getting my coffee from, I said just because it's bad on the outside doesn't mean it can't be good on the inside. Whoa. Whoa. So first off, again, welcome to the show. Tuesday, so you already know it's Turn Up Tuesday. I'm already at a 10. You know it's Purple Tuesday here in the studio, here on the show. And I had a special treat for you. You know, typically I wear my hoodie. I got my stuff. I said, nah, man. We had to go with clinch the playoff glasses. So hopefully, if your team, if first of all, I got these on. If your teammate looking at the playoffs, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I got these on. You see, I got the side. I had to go Spanish, Espanol this time. So, again, you can always get this. Two side base, Las Vibras. You know the vibes. You know, I already know I can get that shirt here at Lalone Clothing, L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. The snapback. Oh, let me put it to the front. Put it to the front. You liking what you see? Again, my snapback. I call it the records cut because I like to wear it on the show. You can get that there. You can get that at LaloneClothing.com. But hopefully you guys had an amazing Tuesday. Man, I really like my playoff glasses. I was like, hold up. I said, y'all don't want to see me if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, you don't even want to see how I'm going to look like coming in here. It's going to be off the chain. I actually might, you know, I already do my little shoulder dances here. So, nah, I'm going to have to get up, do a dance. I'm going to have to get up, out the chair, do a whole core. I'm going to have to get with a choreographer and do an entire dance. All right, so shout out to everybody watching from my personal live. I went personal live today. So shout out to everybody watching it now. Hey, everybody, what's up? Shout out to everybody watching it for the Power 4.4 Studios, the actual Facebook page. Shout out to everybody who's listening right now from Live 365, as well as shout out to everybody who's listening to the replay. All right, as long as you're listening, that's all I care about, baby. All right, so let me get straight into the C Plan Do moment of the week, and it's called new. Guess what? It's new. It's a new month. That means new goals. That means new aspirations. That means new challenges. That means new lessons. That might mean new bouts of adversity. And guess what? If you want to, it'll be a new you. We are currently 15 days away from Christmas. So if you have not gotten those Christmas presents, start getting them now. We are 13 days away from Hanukkah. So shout out to everybody that's going to be celebrating Hanukkah. We are 16 days away from Kwanzaa. That's one of my favorite holidays. So I love Kwanzaa. We will be talking about Kwanzaa the entire year. And we are 22 days away from 2020. So no matter what's going on, new, as we're going into a new year, I know people are very cliche with the new year, new you, but guess what? It could be a new minute, new you, new day, new you. All right, so that is your C Plan Do moment of the week. Now we're going to get to our song of the week before we go for our phone interview. We got the phone interview now. We are popping. We're going to have one of my favorite people out here, Robert Lee Pruitt. I want to make sure I say his whole name. RLP will be chiming in on the phone. We're going to do a phone interview today as we talk about episode 18, Be Gentle. And I know you guys really, really liked the people asked me a lot about the cover, which is a snake. So we have a snake, but the title is called Be Gentle, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So let's get right to our song of the week. Let's get it.
Corporate event. Contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
All right, all right. Welcome back. That was Swae Lee and Drake, Don't Be Late. I really like that song. I know some people actually don't like that song, but I like it. I like Afro beats, so I like how they are jamming. So let's get right into episode 18, Be Gentle. And the reason why I came out with this, if I can get into my National Geographic bag, if I can get into my zoology bag. The other day, I was looking up snakes, right? And so when I was looking up snakes, they talked about different types of venom that they can have. And so it's two types, right? I'm going to just give me 2 seconds. One will be the venom that it will attack you. It'll attack either your cardiovascular or it will attack your nervous system, right? And so they said neurotoxic venom will attack you in the brain, shutting down all of your nerves, paralyzing you, and then ultimately you die because you stop breathing. And I thought about that, which is if you look at the cover of the episode tonight, it's with a snake, because a lot of times we carry venom with ourselves, that we say stuff and that it affects us here. And we have a negative thought about ourselves or other people. And because we have that venom, it starts here. It travels down to what we're saying, what we're doing. It paralyzes you. So, yeah, you're not going to be able to love anybody. You're not going to be able to care for somebody. You're not going to be able to care for yourself. It paralyzes you and you die, whether physically or metaphorically. So that's why I came out with the episode. I think that from now on, I'm going to make sure I explain, because some people had questions about, hey, why did you put a snake on the episode to talk about Be Gentle? Well, there you go. All right. So without further ado, we're going to head up to the phone lines, and I want to introduce to you guys Mr. Robert Lee Pruitt. Antoine, first of all, shout out to Antoine. Today, he turned 50 this week. Shout out to you, man. How you feel? Yeah, you had a surprise party. You had family. You know, you went out, man. That was absolutely amazing, man. Shout out to you, man. So, all right, so let's get Mr. Pruitt on the phone. We're calling him now. Oh, there we go. Hey. I know he knows I'm calling. I know he knows.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Pru. I was
like, I'm about to say,
we're getting to the fifth bet. Ring. I was like, I know he knows I'm about to call. I was like, I know. And I'm sitting here looking at people, looking at me. I'm looking at them. I'm like, oh, man, here we go.
I'm going to tell you why there was a delay. Since it's Turn It Up Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it up because I love you.
I'm gonna tell you
on all three sides of the ball, the Ravens got it going on.
Absolutely.
I ain't mad at them.
Hold up, man. Let me put my play.
Not
play.
At all. But I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
On the 17th, son, we see you, and when you put them glasses back on and turn that hat around, you looking more like Mike Tomlin.
Oh, wow.
Y'all, that's Mike Tomlin, son.
cut his mic off. Cut his mic off now. Because now I'm looking at myself, and I'm looking at myself, and I realize you just sort of do look like him. Wow. Thank you. Now the hat's off. I can't even wear it now.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I thank you for repping my Steelers.
Wow.
Inadvertently.
Wow. See how I got played just now, y'all? Just like that. All right. So let me formally introduce my guest for the night. Robert Lee Pruitt is a soul alchemist. I saw that. I was like, wow, that's very dynamic. Who uses a holistic approach to support people committed to transforming their lives and the world. He is a spiritual life coach, a counselor, a certified holistic health practitioner, and offers leadership training, leadership development, as well as a host of other categories. Welcome to the show,
Proof. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Yes, sir. Proof forever, right?
Proof forever. So yeah, a little man. Bit about Proof. Proof is a professional life coach. He is the one who I went through his training, his life coaching certification course, learned so much. And so I just realized that was in 2010, Proof.
Yeah, man. I know.
Nine, almost 10 years later, man. Look at that. That's absolutely amazing. So I know that I wanted to close out the year and make sure that I had you on the show. Whether you were going to be here physically or you were going to be here, I had to make sure that some of the things that I talk about, your imprints is over it. So I had to make sure my sensei was on the show, man. So I appreciate you for making it, man.
My man, it's always an honor. And, I love watching you from the sidelines, speaking like a coach. Because it has been a joy to watch what you do with, the CTR pieces, what you do with respect to donating to the causes and individuals that move you. I remember when I first saw your C-Plan do, I was like, my man, way to make it your own. And as I told you, when you went through that process, it didn't take long and it doesn't need to, because if the coaching, what people don't get about coaching is they're already the coach.
Yep.
Our role is just to be the co-coach, because we don't have the deep emotional attachment that other people, that people have to their experiences, right? To what's working, what's not working, and what's missing. So we can see it. And then, prayerfully, we're equipped in a way that allows us to support the journey. Mm-hmm. And you came in equipped. And I had people that said, hold up, how are you going to do a coaching program? What was it, 3 days? Because we had 2 days together in the training, and then you had the 24-hour stretch. Yep. And I'm like, well, you already coached yourself to everything that you have in your life. So if you can coach yourself in that 24-hour stretch, everything that you needed to be and do in that moment, you can carry with you through the rest of your life.
Absolutely. So for everybody listening and watching, I met Mr. Pruitt at I met Pruitt my job hosted a leadership development institute, and that was such a great institute. And so Pruitt was one of the facilitators. Yeah, so if you're watching right now and your company needs dynamic leadership coaching, facilitating, please contact him today, right now, even while we're talking. So I tell people that the years that I've worked at my job, that there's only been two instances that I said, wow, I really, really, like, that was a really great training. And that, and the Development Institute that I met you, that was it. And I was like, man. And C-Plan Do came from that. The 3 days that we were there, when you offered the coaching, the second day, that's when we had talked about, hey, visioning what you want to do and, sort of coming up with a plan and then, executing. I said, well, do you mean C-Plan Do? And you said, exactly. And that was it. That's where C-Plan Do came from. So I want to make sure I close out this year by honoring and supporting the person who helped create this. So, I wanted to really appreciate you and thank you, even though you just said I look like Mike Tomlinson. I almost had your mic cut off. I was like, cut, delete.
Here we go, Steelers.
Right. See, well, I didn't even know that about you. And you know what gets me, guys, is that he's a fellow Piscean. See, I'm
yes,
February
indeed.
21st. You're February, what, 22nd?
Is February 20th.
See, I already knew he was here before me or after me. And so I can't. So I'm conflicted because he's a fellow Pisces. We share a lot of the same interests. Like he DJs, I DJ. We like a lot of stuff. And I'm like, and here right
both
here.
Both married. We're both parents. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I was like, yeah. And so here we go. And I'm like, wow. And he's a Steelers fan. Yeah. All these things almost went out the window. So guess what, Proof? Can I ask you, so before we get into tonight's episode, which is, again, episode 18, Be Gentle. And I came up with Be Gentle because if you are following Proof, he has done these, let me say this. And this, and you guys know, as far as content, you know I'm going to bring it. Prue has done this series called I Was Asked, and he tackles different questions that people ask him. And I'm going to be transparent. I asked him about one of the questions. He posted it, and I think I watched it at least 10 times. So at the end of the his segment, just a real quick 2 minute, 3 minute, 6 minute thing, he says, be gentle with yourself and others. And I thought about that. Have I treated myself gently? Have I treated other people gentle? So of course, you know, we're gonna get into that. So I have some rapid fire questions for you though. Are you ready for those?
I am.
All right, first question, as I always ask everybody, wings, as far as wings, are you a flat person or are you a drum person?
Well, I am a pescatarian, but back in the day, it would have been a drum.
All right, got it. But yeah, pescatarian, shout out to pescatarians. I would do that. If they came out with like some salmon wings, I would do that. All right, next question. If you could only listen to one group, either artist or group, in their discography, and that's it for the rest of your life.
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, that's my guy. This is why Prue is my guy. If you don't know anything about late February Pisces, we love music. So I already knew that was going to be easy. That's a softball question right there. That's easy. All right, okay. Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yeah.
That's the correct answer. That is the correct answer. Right. Okay. A book that you are currently reading or that you just finished reading?
How to Make the Negro a Christian.
Wow. How to Make a Negro. And how was this book?
This book really deals with how in America, Christianity was inculcated into the existence of the Negro, such that it would give the Negro false understanding of master and slave context, so that our people would feel comfortable being subservient to master, without telling us that they had taken our history from Connect and sold it back to us in a different form, but being asked all that.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. That's wow. I think currently the book that I'm starting to read was, what am I reading right now? I actually went back to looking at the Love Language book. So I've been reading with Gary Chapman. All right.
There you go.
So let's get into episode 18. My first question for you, Prue, is because you do focus a lot on holistic healing, on energy, on self-preservation, on honoring yourself and other people. I'm pretty sure because you're on social media like I am, we have seen a lot of instances where people are not, that they treat themselves wrong, whether it's self-destructive behavior or, you know, they're spewing that venom, so to speak, that I talked about earlier. Why are people, so my question to you is, why are people not gentle with themselves and others?
Yeah, well, you know, I can only answer that from my own experience, you know, and so I just want to make sure that I'm responsible and not projecting onto other folks. But here's how I'll answer that succinctly. Because we've never been taught it. It hasn't been modeled. It's been a statement, affirmation, or phrase with no grounding methodology for incorporating that. So it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to walk people through what it means to be gentle. Because being gentle is rooted in the principle of self-love and self-care, right? So what does self-care mean? Well, hell, what does self-love mean? And if you don't have that mirrored, or if that's not something that's prominent in your daily experience, then they only become words. Just like, you know, I'm clear there are a lot of people that I've met including myself, at various points where I've used words, values and principles, honesty, integrity, commitment, but never lived them. I knew them, but didn't live them. So, you know, here's what I would invite everybody to consider. Think of how many words you know from the English language that you cannot define. That would be an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right? So I think the gentle process is something that is learned directly and indirectly. I think it is something that is anchored by an understanding of principles or values, which, you know, are just ways of being. And so I think people don't engage in being gentle because there is also some cultural conditioning that says, for example, Black males and males in particular need to be macho, or we need to be rugged, and that's what the sisters like. You know, for the brothers that are heterosexual, you got to show up with all your, you know, with your chest big, and because sisters don't like a brother that's wimpy. Well, what's a wimpy brother? A brother that displays emotions. So then the brothers don't learn to display emotions, then you don't connect to the thoughts that are attached to every emotion that are showing you something. So then you become inept and incomplete in many ways, and then engage in the relationship and wonder why the love languages are something that we struggle with, because to connect with a love language is to connect with emotion, because love is nothing but an emotion, and you feel it more than you ever just talk about it. So you'd have to be gentle to understand that my crying isn't the emotion, it's just connected to an emotion or a feeling. And my laughter isn't the emotion, it is just the display of my connection to an emotion or a feeling. If you don't see that modeled, how do you know it?
Right, I agree. And again, we're talking with Robert Pruitt. Prue, here on the C-Plan Prue Show. Episode 18, Be Gentle. All right, so when we talk about, you're right, that a lot of times, whether directly or indirectly, we've learned either to love ourselves or not to learn ourselves. So what advice can you offer to a person who they want to know what's the best way to love themselves as well as love others? What advice would you offer that person?
That there is no best way. It's only what works for you. And you'll know it works for you because it promotes growth. You'll know it works for you because your little conversation with yourself about yourself nurtures you, right? You'll say things like, I'm a gift versus I'm stupid. You will naturally learn to take a breath and to be easy and calm as you move through moments rather than trying to fight through it, right? You know, take your snake. And I love your connection to the snake at the beginning, you know, that snakes tend to be very docile. Even the most venomous and poisonous ones are docile. They're not aggressive in their temperament. It's only when they're hungry or feel threatened that they tend to strike. So being gentle is being as docile as a snake, knowing what your poison is and knowing that your passion, you know, is to move through life easily and effortlessly. Watch a snake. It's an easy and effortless movement, right? So in that context, you know, it is just an opportunity for people, I guess, to just connect with what matters most to me and then play with ways to honor yourself. So if it looks like a massage, if it looks like getting ice cream, if it looks like calling friends and asking for support or help, if it looks like making sure that you are socializing, if it looks like saying happy birthday to people with frequency on social media, you know, those may be ways that you begin to honor yourself and others, being gentle with yourself and others in the process.
Okay, thank you for that. That was really great.
Yeah, come on.
That's deep. But you know, Pisces fish, we deep. We're in the deep waters. All right, so
but that's where fish go.
Right. So what would be some, well, we could talk about, let's talk about what are some traditional things that we see where a person isn't loving themselves. Or can you talk about, you know, maybe some typical, now of course everybody and on the show, we're not talking specifically about people. We're talking about people, but everyone reacts differently. What would you consider are some more traditional ways that people are not honoring themselves and what that looks like, as well as maybe some that we don't realize that, hey, you're not honoring yourself or you're not being gentle with yourself when you do these things.
Mm. Saying yes when you mean no.
Okay.
Saying I think or I guess when you know. There's a distinction between I know. You know, if you got to go to the bathroom, you don't think you have to go to the bathroom. You know you do.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes. Those are ways that we tend to suppress our value and worth, or sometimes intentionally dumb ourselves down. So that would be a generalized one, when you dumb yourself down because you're in the company of somebody or somebodies. You know, I remember in a previous marriage, one of the comments made to me was, well, I don't have the rich vocabulary that you do. And I was like, okay, what does that have to do with the point that you're making? I refused to dumb myself down in that moment, but that could have been a moment where I said, you know what, let me not use my vernacular and let me not use my vocabulary, since that seems to be off-putting. I would say another common place is staying in any kind of relationship that you know is unloving, that you know is lacks nurturance, that you know is abusive. And that also includes relationship with yourself, right? An old way of behaving is a relationship with yourself. So if you lie to yourself, if you dishonor your commitments, if you say yes to get along, but then you don't honor that, yes, like, yay, I'm going to be on your show and then make up 100 different reasons not to be on it, you know, that kind of thing. Those would be some of the quintessential ones. Taking a job that you know is beneath you, or taking a job that absolutely aligns with your gifts, but not advocating for a salary that honors you. Mm. That would be a way.
So pretty much
those would be some of the easy ones.
Yeah. So not being an advocate for yourself,
right,
and having yourself in situations where you're not being served.
Absolutely. I would say people that overcommit.
And what do you mean
that's
by
the
that?
Way?
People that overcommit.
Overcommit, put too much on their plate, say yes to everything. Those are the yes folk is, you know, one of the things that they'll use in the business training world. Are you a yes person? You say yes to everything, you know, which still aligns with saying yes when you mean no. But there are some people, I spoke with a woman today who said her primary focus is about serving others. And we had a 30-minute conversation. I said, great. The first 15 minutes, you can talk about this organization that you want me to know about. And the last 15 minutes is going to be about you.
Yep.
Right? So that there's balance. That's one of the ways that we honor ourselves. So wherever we're imbalanced, that, you know, if we're not getting enough sleep, if we're not getting enough rest, because there's a distinction between the two, if we're not eating foods that align with us, if we're not getting sufficient water or sufficient exercise, we're not socializing sufficiently, those are ways that we neglect ourselves. And anytime that there's neglect in any form, it is a moment where you are not honoring you. So then you're not being gentle. Mm. And let me just be real clear, yeah, just so that you understand, I got the be gentle thing from my therapist.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you too many things that she offered to me that I recall, but that was one of them. And she was able to just listen and listen, and, you know, she was offering things, and I would do my assignments in between our face-to-face sessions. But it was one day where she said, Robert, be gentle with yourself. And it was almost like I short-circuited, like, because it hit home. And I was like, what does that mean? Because I had never heard it, but it was precisely what I needed to hear. So I offer it because it's what I live. And I recognize moments where I'm not loving myself or caring for myself. The great thing is that I'm able to connect with that. And then I switch and flip and create the balance and the harmony.
Yeah. And again, I thank you so much for that. And like I said, after each of your I was asked videos, you do say that. And I think that I experienced that same short circuit when you said be gentle with yourself initially, then you started adding with the others. I was like, be gentle with yourself. And I thought about how much I beat myself up on things that I should handle myself caringly. And so with that, you know, just being gentle, you know, I had a person who called me, and as we were talking, you know, she talked about herself very, very, you know, just beating herself up about how she looked. And I had to let her know, I will not allow you to disrespect yourself on the phone with me.
There you go.
I will not allow. Now, if there are things that you feel like you need to change, then we will put that appropriate energy into solutions. But I won't allow you on this phone with me to talk about yourself in such a harsh manner.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's taking a stand.
Yeah. And I think that once we started doing that, that's when we started talking about solutions. And immediately we flipped. We switched. And now we're I'm like, all right, well, what do you – you feel like you may be overweight. All right, well, what are some solutions? Let's talk about that. And so, you know, mm-hmm. that's when we can start facilitating that change. And thank you for that.
So you're welcome.
What do you think are some misconceptions or myths about being gentle?
Well, for men, it's sissified, which, you know, is just a nasty way of saying it makes you gay.
Right.
That's one of the big ones. In the black community, we say, or communities of color, that you're weak, right? Because that whole gentle thing, you ain't got no place for that. One of the other overarching myths is that if you're gentle with yourself, you're a pushover or people will step on you, right? You'll become a victim to other people's aggressive behavior or rage or, you know, righteous indignation. Mm-hmm. And I would offer that it is, you know, it is female energy. Since you opened up the show talking about, you know, my connection to energy. It is. Being gentle is female energy, but we both have male and female energy that courses through our veins. You know, so when you're nurturing and you're caring, that's tapping into female energy. And when you're tending to either operate from assertiveness or aggressiveness or being focused, that's masculine energy, just like our astrological signs. There are some that have female energy and some that have male energy. So when you're around Pisceans, for example, if you take a look at the Piscean males that are in the world that folk tend to recognize, they tend to be very smooth and gentle. They tend, particularly the black ones, the ones I'm really highlighting, they tend to have a softness to them. So I could tell you that would be Sidney Poitier. I could tell you if you watch Empire, then it would be the number one lion. He's a fellow Piscean. If you like Kurt Cobain, he was actually born, we were born on the same day, February 30th, 67, right? So if you start to look at the nature of some of the signs, you'll see that people who tend to move with a dominant, aggressive movement, their signs usually operate out of that masculine energy. Those that tend to be a little more laid back and tend to tap into more of their creative, naturing, nurturing side tend to display female energy. But that doesn't mean that you're a female. That just says that there's a lack of understanding about what the energy is that moves through our veins. That's all. But there's some big misconceptions about, you know, what that statement means, and we tend to say, well, that's for the girls, wouldn't, because, you know, we tend to devalue women by referencing them as girls, and that's part of what comes with misconceptions that we diminish and devalue.
Okay. So how can we, because you do talk a lot about energy and aligning yourself and frequency, and I've adopted all of those things. If it's not about that, maybe somebody may not be on my level, because I feel like that's sort of off-putting to tell somebody, hey, you're not on my level, but I can acknowledge if a person and I may not align, or they may not share the same frequency that I do, and it doesn't mean that their station isn't good. It just means that we may not be able to resonate. So how can we, so in reference to ourselves with our own energies, how can we align those things? How can we make sure we're good with our energies? Like, what are some things that you typically do as far as to make sure you're good with your energy?
One of the simplest activities, and I'll give it to you, there's what's referred to as energy wheels or energy centers. There are seven primary ones. Some may know them as chakras. Mm-hmm. They run from, you know, our tailbone up to the top of our head. So you don't even need to get into all of that. You know, I've got twin boys that are 16 now, and one of the things, one of the tools that they use every once in a while is they'll run colors. So it's interesting that the colors of the rainbow correspond with the colors of the chakra. So you start with red, you go to orange, and you go to yellow, you go to green, you go to blue, purple, and white. Now, if that's too busy, here's an even simpler way. If we're talking about aligning the energy, I dare you to count 1 through 7 and see how quickly you can do it. Any place where you feel like there's a pause or you're stumped, just repeat that number and then move to the next number. And then repeat it again, starting at 1. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you got to take a breath at 5, don't question it. Take a breath, come back and say 5, 6, 7. Then go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I guarantee you, if you speak that out loud, you will have a physiological response. You may feel chills. You may notice goosebumps. It is a simple way of aligning your energy. Wherever the number or the color gets stuck, it's telling you one of a couple of possibilities, that that's an area that requires attention, so energy's not flowing through there, or you're operating from that space with tremendous energy. So for you, your heart chakra, which, you know, would be number 4, you ain't going to connect all of that, but number 4 is all, yours is huge. So you may find that you say 1, 2, 3, 4 and recognize that you need to take a breath, or you feel like you can't say number 5. That's where you just pause, repeat the number 4 again. You may have to repeat 4 a couple of times, but it's an indication of how the energy is flowing. Your energy, for me, just because I can also read energy from a distance, you got turned up Tuesday. Now, I was right there with you. Now, you know, I love my Afro, my Afro pop. Now, so I had to match you up and get on here with my combination Nigerian and Ghanaian accent. But, you know, you're already turned up, and that's the sign of energy. What are we turning up? When you say turned up, now, I know, you know, we're talking about turning up the bottles in its original form, but what we're talking about is turning up the energy. We're talking about bringing up the energy wherever we are so that we have a party. Well, it's a metaphysical term. When you and I say, or people say, yo, man, we're just kicking it, we're just vibing, we're chilling, we're using energetic language.
They know the vibes, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, and you know when you get with somebody, y'all and folks that are listening and watching, you know when you get with somebody and you're like, whatever that was, is the same as saying, we not vibing.
and so going right? Online, Shantae said, if the energy is off, I don't engage.
There you go.
So you said
and the beauty is there's nothing to engage with unless you're trying to force or manipulate something outside of yourself. There's no engagement. Either the energy is inviting or it's not.
And if it's
so
not,
I always tell people in a relationship context, Gary, I tell people, two healthy people can stay together. Two unhealthy people can stay together.
Oh, wow.
But a healthy person and an unhealthy person will not stay together for long, if at all.
Wow. So again,
energy doesn't work.
So the heart work, because that's effectively what Prue talks about. As far as the heart work, mm-hmm. You want people to count 1 through 7. And in the event that they sort of pause at a number,
mm-hmm.
Go back and keep repeating that number. To get themselves aligned.
Repeat that number until you feel led to, you know, led to say the next number. And then the optimal flow, because numbers matter to me, like this is number 18. Numbers 1 and 8 mean something, but when you put them together, they make 9.
Right.
Well, 9 is about spiritual new beginnings. It's also rooted in leadership.
Wow.
You know, it's also rooted in light, purpose, and manifesting them. So it is a powerful number for this particular show. So notice how manifesting your personal power is only ever possible if you're gentle with yourself. I mean, it all aligns. And if you're poisoning yourself, that's the equivalent of a snake biting themselves, right? You know, and injecting themselves with their own venom. Well, it's a great opportunity to look at what are the ways in which I choose not to be gentle, and what is that telling me or showing me? You don't need to condemn it, because from a spiritual standpoint, everything works for our greatest and highest good. Mm-hmm. It's in our humanness that we label stuff as bad and useless. There's nothing that's useless. Everything can be recycled. You just get to be open and available to it. So for those of y'all that are listening, Gary, a.k.a. Mike Tomlin, I'm telling you, y'all want to have a conversation with him. Y'all want to have a conversation with this man, because the seeing part that he's telling you about has nothing to do with your physical eyes. He's telling you to see what you see internally, or with the third eye.
Yeah. Yeah, when I tell people see what you want to do, it starts off with in closing your eyes.
That's right.
And imagining, hey, what is it do I want to do? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? And, you know, we got that from you. But, yeah, when you can start doing that, then really it's about just creating that into reality. And so it does take that energy. Wow, it's so profound that you just broke it down on the numbers and how this particular episode, out of all the episodes I've done, that this is what it stands for, and look who I have on the show to talk about that. That's amazing.
My man.
Yeah. All right. So what is one last thing as we get started, mm-hmm. Headed out of here? What is something that you can leave with the people that are listening right now?
Okay, so here's what came up earlier for me. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of listening to this show live or on playback. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean this episode. I mean your show, Gary. So I'm talking to your folk. Be mindful of listening to it, attempting to piece it together without asking for support from somebody like you, Gary. Because a lot of times there's a stigma around coaching, which is why, you know, it's not something that I really say I wear as a label. I also, you know, facilitate. These are tools. I use coaching tools and facilitation tools and speaking tools. Like, they're all tools. The Soul Alchemist is what somebody called me, because they said, brother, you are so much more than a facilitator and a coach to me. So I got that from somebody who told me mm-hmm. about their experience of me having met me when they were 15 and they're now 36. So what I'm offering is, yes, glean some insight and apply what you feel led to apply, but I'd reach out to a coach, because what I know to be true, and then I'm done in 15 seconds. If you wanted to sing, you get a voice coach. If you wanted to learn to write, you get a writing coach. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to learn to act, you get an acting coach. Yep. Then when it comes to dealing with the sum total of your life, you know, you got a brother like Gary that says, I'm here to support you. And you're like, nah, I'll just listen to the playback. Mm. That's okay. Selling yourself short.
Thank you for that. All right. So, Prue, how can people connect with you? How can they get in contact with you, connect with you? How can they do this?
Well, I tell you what, we'll make it real easy. If you're on IG, it's just my name, Robert Lee Pruitt, and I'll spell it. You got the first one. Robert Lee is fancy. My parents are bougie. So it's L-E-I-G-H. It's French, means lover. At least that's what I made up. And then the last name is Pruitt. He's a Peter, R-U-I-T-T. So Robert Lee Pruitt. They can always get in touch with me through you, G. So that's one of the easiest ways, and it keeps that feedback loop and them coming through you. Or you can text me or hit me up at 301-830-6728. 301-830-6728. You can text me or call me. I'm probably going to send you back to Gary.
Yeah, pretty much. And so we're going to be definitely excited about some of the things that we're going to be doing in 2020.
Yes, yes.
Anything else you want to share, brother?
I love you, man.
I love you too, man. I really do. I really greatly appreciate you. I greatly appreciate you being on this show. So say hello to the wife. Say hello to the kids. Make sure you play some great tunes. I love watching you DJ on Facebook, man. So that's really great.
My man.
So
and you and I, just so we can put this out there, you and I on the 17th of December gonna have to link up so we can watch the game.
Absolutely.
Because I think our only way in is gonna be through y'all.
Yeah, so that means you ain't getting in. So that means you ain't getting in. And it may be true. It's over. It's over. All right, I love you, man. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, brother. Love to your family.
All right, thank you. All right, guys, we at the end, man. That was a great show, man. Shout out to you, Rob, man. Prue is great, so I'll make sure that I post all his connecting information. He has a couple of books out, so make sure you grab those books. I love the first book, so make sure you check out both books. All right, so that's it for us today, man. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Again, you can catch The Vibes every Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio. And most certainly, you catch The Vibes, you know, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio. You can always check out the page for amazing content information. If you have a question for a show, you want to reach out to me, you want to connect with me, you can always hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any one of those social media channels. Until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those connections again, thank you so much, guys. I look forward to listening to this. Hey, go through that 1 through 7 and see what number works out for you. And then let me know, all right? As always, guys, be gentle with yourselves and others. And always see, plan, and do. Go Ravens! All right, guys. Bye.